You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and I'm your host. Greetings to all the tribes of Israel who are the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, and Nordic peoples, our brothers and sisters around the world. Hello, everybody. It's good to be back this week. The title of this message is Cursed Be the Melting Pot. Now, I'm going to read you some scriptures here to give you the foundation of what this message is all about. You can certainly tell that the melting pot refers to race mixing, and the reason why the Jews are bringing all these non-whites into our nation, not only to kill us, but to mix with us and mix us right out of existence. It's a slow white genocide of the Anglo-Saxon people. So let's start in Genesis 1:11. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind." Get that, after his kind. You see, this fruit tree wasn't going to, if it was an apple tree, it wasn't going to bring forth an orange, etc. And it goes on to say, "Whose seed is in itself upon the earth?" And it was so. See, there's something that's very interesting. I keep telling you people that the Jew, who is the Edomite, who is the enemy of the Israelites, and claims to be God's chosen people, but of course can't be because they don't fit any of the parameters, they do the opposite of what Yahweh wants. They always promote everything that he hates. And right here, I'm going to prove to you it again. There's a company, a Jew-run company, called Monsanto. And what Monsanto has had the audacity to do was, you see, God, when he created the earth and he made these seeds, he made these seeds for all of us. They're our seeds. They're not to be taken over by any one race, any one people. They're all of our seeds. They're to provide our living that we would be able to eat. and of course, you know, the most amazing thing about it is the world stands by and says nothing as Monsanto takes the seeds that belong to Yahweh and that belong to all of us, and they put the Terminator seed inside the seed, the Terminator. So what it does is, you see, as God has says right here, the herb yielding seed, the fruit tree yielding fruit after its own kind, whose seed is in itself. This means, of course, as you take the apple off the tree and you take the seed out of the apple and put it back into the ground, up grows the tree and then comes forth the apple again. Seed giving after its own kind now, giving after its own kind. But what's important is this seed will continue to give. But what the Jew company Monsanto has done was they put a Terminator seed inside of it so that it only gives one generation. You see, what that means is they will have control over the seeds of the earth. They will have control over the food of the earth. You will have to go to them to buy your seed. They have no right to do this. The world should be up in arms over this and should not allow it. But everybody's too busy watching football to even know it happened. But I'm going to go on. That's not what this whole message is about. I will just take opportunities to that when I tell you something, I'm not just telling you something off the top of my head that is just based on theory. Okay, so let's go on to the next scripture here. Genesis 1:12. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed it was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. See, what we're seeing here is we're seeing that the law of nature that God has put in forth as a law is seed will give after his kind. You see, that's a law of nature. It's built in, pure common sense. Understand what this is meaning. It goes on, we'll go on to another one. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth on the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. See, if it's good, we don't need to change it, do we? When you see something works, you don't fix it. And it continues, of the fowls after their kind, and of the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing of the earth after his kind. Two of every sort shall come to thee. Okay. So, it goes on, and it says those things over and over and over. I just want you to see that the law is placed there. That this is a law that Yahweh instituted in nature. He makes things pure. He wants you to keep them pure. He doesn't want you to change something. If he said that he saw it was good, then it was good. We don't need to fix it if it's good. It doesn't have a problem. There's no problem with it. There's no need to fix something that's good. So in another scripture here, verse 19, he said, ye shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind. In other words, you don't mix cattle with another kind of cattle. Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seed. Neither shall a garment mingled of linen and woolen come upon thee. The reason why I'm showing you these things is because he said, do not mix the animals. Do not mix the seeds of the field. You know, the seeds in watermelon and the seeds that are in these fruits are very important seeds. They're important not only to be able to grow new fruit, but they're actually good for you. They tell you, somebody told you when you were small, if you ate watermelon seeds, that you'd grow a watermelon out of your ear. Right? Well, there's all kinds of lies that you've been told. But now you can barely find a seeded watermelon in the store. Think about that. This was forbidden by Yahweh. Everything the Jew does is the opposite of what Yahweh wants. And that's the point. Another scripture here. Thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with diverse seeds. He's saying it again in another scripture. Let the fruit of thy seed which thou hast sown, and the fruit of thy vineyard, lest the fruit of thy seed which thou hast sown, and the fruit of thy vineyard be defiled. You see, if you mix the seeds all up, your vineyard, the fruit of your vineyard, will be defiled. This goes for cattle. This goes for all the creeping things. This goes for the things in the sea and everything else. He does not want us to mix things together. And lo and behold, I know how surprising this should be to you, but we're not supposed to mix people either. The Adamic race is a race that was created by Yahweh, and he breathed his living breath into us. Adam means to be able to blush. Do you know which people on the earth blush? See, the race of Adam was not the first race on the earth. There were other races on the earth before Adam. Adam was put here, the seed of Adam was put here to tend the garden being the earth. So now this is Deuteronomy, and he's going to tell you that he doesn't want you to mix with other nations or other people. The Adamic race is a race that is to be set apart of others. We're supposed to live with only our people. We're supposed to mate only with our people. It's just common sense, people. So when Yahweh thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and hath cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou. Too bad he didn't kick out the Parasites, who are the Jews. But all these, the Jews have mixed with all these tribes. This is why he doesn't want us messing around with them. I was just throwing a little joke there for you. And when Yahweh thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. They were race mixed. They weren't created by Yahweh. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter shalt thou not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. Why do you say, why? God made all these people. Why shouldn't they mix? First of all, because he said so. But here's why. If your sons and daughters make marriages with these foreign people, it says, for they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of Yahweh be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly. But thus shall ye deal with them. Ye shall destroy their altars, break down their images, cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with fire. For thou art an holy people unto Yahweh thy God, a separate people. Thou art a separate people unto Yahweh thy God. Yahweh thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. See? Above all people that are upon the face of the earth. So you think it's cruel, but you see, they have all these, they're worshiping these gods, you see, and they have altars, and they make images to these gods, and they do this in the groves. That's what the groves are about. You've heard of Bohemian Grove. And so Yahweh commanded us to destroy all that stuff because he didn't want us to be infected by it. He commanded us not to mix with their people. Because not only would it be destroying us as a people, our bloodline would be corrupted. Like every seed giving after his own kind. You see, that law fits for mankind as well, right? The seed was inside of the fruit. The seed is in man. And when he impregnates the woman, that comes forth another Adamic child. Now, when you begin to mix with somebody else, you've just destroyed everything. You've made it impure. It's like taking a glass of water and putting a drop of poison in it. Once the poison's in it, it's through with. You can't fix it. So what this brings us to is Genesis chapter 6, where I'm going to be discussing how the fallen angels, or the angels, came and they mixed with men and created giants. This caused giants to come upon the earth, very mighty men. And as you remember, if you remember in a few messages ago of mine, we talked about the book of Jasher, where the angels taught people, they began to mix with oxen, and out came camels, and out came elephants, and different things. This is what these angels were teaching. I just told you that that's against Yahweh. I'm just pointing it out because it's against the laws of nature that Yahweh has put there. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives, all of which they chose. And Yahweh said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, they bare children to them. The same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Sounds like today, does it not? Sounds like Sodom and Gomorrah, does it not? And it repented Yahweh that he made man on earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And Yahweh said, I will destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. I can certainly understand that. I look at the way we are today, and I would think he still feels that way today. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. Now listen to this, okay? Noah was perfect in his generations, which means kind after kind after kind after kind, where there was a lot of race mixing going on in these days, according to what we just read. So Yahweh had to, if he was going to keep the bloodline pure, he had to destroy the corrupted bloodlines and continue this bloodline on. And he was going to do that, of course, by a flood. And this was a flood that wouldn't kill all the races of the earth, because there were other races on the earth at the time. This was a flood in this area of the earth that would kill off the people that had been doing all these things, and had been mixing, and the angels had mixed with them, and everything else that had gone on. This was serious corruption of the race. Now, it said, and Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Now, listen. Noah begat three sons. He was perfect in his generations. The Judeo-Christian church, which is so, have no common sense at all, they listen to what the Jew says, and if the Jew told them that the sun was black today, they'd believe anything. If they told them that the sun was blue, they'd believe it. So the Jew has taught the Judeo-Christians that Shem was a white man, Ham was a black man, and Japheth was an Oriental. And it came from Noah. So his think about the absolute idiocy of such nonsense that these people put forth. Noah begat three sons. He was pure. That's why Yahweh picked him to bring him forth on the ark, to bring him forth and to destroy the corrupt ones. There's no way that Noah would begat one son that was white, one son that was... This is so it's so ridiculous to the point of, you know, when people, when things come out of people's pie holes, you wonder if they ever think about what they're even saying. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. They were white. They were Adamic people. They were the ones who could blush. Kind after kind. The earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without and with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, the height 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set inside thereof. With lower, second, and third stories thou shalt make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee I will establish my covenant. See, he was establishing his covenant with, he was continuing with the Adamic race. He was continuing the pure bloodline that he had created, whereas all the other flesh had been corrupted in this part of the world. And thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. See, he had one wife. He didn't have a white wife and a black wife and a Chinese wife. Do you understand that? There's no way that a white man, an Adamic white man, and an Adamic white woman can bring forth a Negro child or another. Because of why? Because seed will give after its own kind. Now, if the woman had had sex with a Negro before, maybe that could be possible. But see, Noah wasn't that type of fellow. Noah and his family and sons at that point were pure, pure Adamic race. That's why they were going to be included. That's why they were singled out to be taken forth. Use your brains, people. Please, use your brains. There's no way that they could be anything but what they are. And he only made a covenant with the Adamic people. Unless you talk about the rainbow covenant, which came after this. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shall thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, and cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing of the earth after his kind. Two of every sort shall come unto thee,
to keep them alive. And thou shalt take unto thee all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah. See, he just did what God told him to do. He didn't argue with him. He didn't question him. He just did what he was told to do. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him. So did he. Just as simple as that. And we're moving on to Genesis 7. And Yahweh said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female. And of the beasts that are not clean, by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and will I cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according unto all that Yahweh commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife, and his sons' wives with them, into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Of the clean beasts and of the beasts that are not clean, of the fowls and of everything that creepeth upon the earth, there went in two and two unto Noah in the into the ark, the male and female, as God hath commanded Noah. See, he just did what God told him to do. He didn't have to think about it at all, because he just did what he was told to do. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. That's because that's what Yahweh said it would be in 7 days, correct? And when Yahweh says something, that's the way it's going to be. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month and 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two by two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God hath commanded him. And Yahweh shut him in. See, Yahweh shut the door to the ark, because this was a big door. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased, and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth, and the waters prevailed, and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters, and the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the hills, high hills that were under the whole of heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered, and all flesh died that moved upon the earth, this area of the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land died. and every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and creeping things, and fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. So, we can see by this that racial purity is of the utmost importance to Yahweh. In other words, he made these things, he made these creatures, he made you and I pure. And that's the way he wanted to keep us. When he made us all, he said it was good. There was no need to change any of it. So now we're going to go, and we're going to see this in the book of Enoch. And it came to pass when the children of men had multiplied in those days. Now this is another, this is going to sound a little of the same, but wait till you see what happens here. This is going to reveal to you more of the story of these angels. And it came to pass when the children of men had multiplied in those days, were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters. And the angels, the children of heaven, saw and lusted after them, and said to one another, "Come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men and beget us children." See, they lusted. They were in heaven. They were told, as we saw last week, the reason why Halel and his children are so upset at the Adamic race and want to pursue us and kill us all the time and have through all of history is because we were made in the image of Yahweh. And if you want to hear about that, go to last week's message. But let's continue on. So these angels saw the Adamic women, and they said, "We've never seen anything like it." I mean, everybody can understand that the Adamic women are the finest women on the earth. Always have been, always will be. But these angels wanted a piece. "Come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men and beget us children." And Semjaza, who was their leader, said unto them, "I fear ye will not indeed agree to do this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin." See, he knew if he was to do this that it was gonna cost them something. So he wanted to make sure, you know, he didn't want to go to be cast out for good by himself. He wanted to make sure that he had a whole bunch of others come with him. Just like the Jews want to take us with them. That's why Yahweh said, "Make no covenant with them." Just earlier in this message, make no covenant with the strangers of the other lands. Make no covenant with the devil's children. Make no covenant with the Jews. So these angels were going to make a covenant here. And they all answered him and said, "Let us all swear an oath and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations, excuse me, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations, not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. Then swear they all together and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it." And they were all in all 200. Who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of the Mount Hermon, And they called it Mount Hermon because they had sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And these are the names of their leaders. Semazaz, their leader. Arakabah, Ramiel, Kokabil, Tamiel, Ramiel, Daniel, Ezekiel, Barakwajal, Asael, Armaros, Batarel, Ananel, Zakwiel, Samsapil, Satarel, Turel, Jumjael, Sariel. These are the chiefs of tens. And all the others together with them took unto themselves wives. And each chose for himself one. And they began to go into them and to defile themselves with them. This is race mixing. The angels are a different race, and the Adamic race is a different race altogether than the angels. When you mix with races and you mix with another race, you defile yourself. They defile themselves. And they taught them charms and enchantments and the cutting of roots and made them acquainted with plants. And they became pregnant and they bare great giants whose height was 3,000 eels, ELLS. I don't know what that is. Who consumed all the acquisitions of men. And when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. And they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles. You see, they begin to sin against them. Not only did they have sex with them, like I had told you before, but they begin to sin against them like in this way now, that against birds, beasts, reptiles, and fish, and to devour one another's flesh and drink the blood. Then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones. And Azazel, who's an angel, taught men to make swords and knives and shields and breastplates and made known to them the metals of the earth and the art of working them, and bracelets, and ornaments, and the use of antimony, and the beautifying of the eyelids, and all kinds of costly stones, and all coloring tinctures. And there arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication. See, fornication, that means they race mixed. And were led astray, and became corrupt in all their ways. See, this is what the angels did. They not only came down and wanted to have sex and marry the women and have children, but they taught them evil things. Why would we make swords? You say, well, why is it evil? Well, they were teaching them to the art of warfare. They were teaching the women to become whorish. And they were teaching godlessness, you understand? They were teaching them, obviously, when you have all kinds of costly stones, they were teaching them materialism, weren't they? As we've all been taught by the Jew materialism. It was in there. They did deliberately set out to do that. They say this right in the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, that they were going to teach us materialism and that it would destroy religion. Now, don't get me confused. I mean, don't get confused when I say the word religion. You see, the religions are all destroyed. Yahweh's not a religion.
Yahweh is the Heavenly Father. The Bible is a book of race and his story. The story of Adam, the story of Yahweh. It's not a religion, though it has some things in there that the religions took and used in their religions. Religions are man-made, and you're following the wrong things. They're not following Yahweh. Most of those religions, as I have already told you, have been created by Jews or Freemasons, or Freemason Jews. So listen, as it continues here, I'm going to start right here again. And there rose much godlessness, and they committed fornication, and they were led astray, and became corrupt in all their ways. Semjaza taught enchantments and root cuttings. Armaros, the resolving of enchantments. Barakwijal taught astrology. Cocobel, the constellations. Ezekiel, that's not Ezekiel. Ezekiel, the knowledge of the clouds. Arakiel, the signs of the earth. Shamsiel, the signs of the sun. And Sariel, the course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried, and their cry went up to heaven. And then Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel. These are the angels that are true to Yahweh. They didn't do any of this stuff that we're talking about. This is Michael the archangel, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel. Looked down from heaven and saw much blood being shed upon the earth, and all lawlessness being wrought upon the earth. And they said one to another, the earth made without inhabitant cries the voice of their crying up to the gates of heaven. And now to you, the holy ones of heaven, the souls of men make their suit, saying, bring our cause before the Most High. And they said to God of the ages, God of gods, King of kings, the throne of thy glory standeth unto all generations of the ages, and thy name holy and glorious and blessed unto all the ages. Thou hast made all things, and power over all things hast thou, and all things are naked and open in thy sight. And thou seest all things, and nothing can hide itself from thee. Thou seest what Azazel hath done, who hath taught all unrighteousness on earth, and revealed the eternal secrets which were preserved in heaven. I don't know what possessed these angels to do such a thing. The beauty of woman is a very powerful thing. And obviously something happened, something snapped inside these angels when they saw these beautiful Adamic women. Not only did they make a pact, which was against Yahweh, but they came down and knowing that they were sinning and still were willing to do it, they committed the sin, and then instead of stopping at that point, they went even further. What happened to these angels? They know who Yahweh is. See, they didn't even need to have faith in Yahweh. They knew Yahweh. And they still did this. So I'm going to start there again. Thou seest what Azazel has done, who hath taught all unrighteousness on earth and revealed the eternal secrets which were preserved in heaven. Now, when you reveal the secret, you're supposed to not tell the secret, or else why would it be a secret in the first place?
because men were striving to learn these things. That's what it says right here. And Semjaza, to whom thou hast given authority to bear rule over his associates, and they have gone to the daughters of men upon the earth, and have slept with the women, and hath defiled themselves, and revealed to them all kinds of sins. And the women hath borne giants, and the whole earth thereby has been filled with blood and unrighteousness. And now behold, the souls of those who have died are crying and making their suit to the gates of heaven. You hear what that said? And now behold, the souls of those who have died are crying and making their suit to the gates of heaven, and their lamentations have ascended and cannot cease because of the lawless deeds which are wrought on the earth. And thou knowest all things before they come to pass, and thou seest these things that thou dost suffer them, and thou dost not say to us, what are we to do to them in regard of these? So this is what the angels were saying to Yahweh. Then said the Most High, the Holy and Great One spake, and Uriel to the son of Lamech, and said unto him, go to Noah, and tell him in my name, hide thyself, and reveal to him the end that is approaching, that the whole earth will be destroyed, and a deluge is about to come upon the whole earth, and will destroy all that is on it. And now instruct him that he may escape, and his seed may be preserved for all generations of the world. And again Yahweh said to Raphael, bind Azazel hand and foot, and cast him into the darkness, and make an opening in the desert, which is in Dudael, and cast him therein. And place upon him rough and jagged rocks, and cover him with darkness, and let him abide there forever, and cover his face that he may not see light. And on the day of the great judgment, he shall be cast into the fire, and heal the earth which the angels have corrupted, and proclaim the healing of the earth, that they may heal the plague, and that all the children of men may not perish through all the secret things that the watchers have disclosed and have taught their sons. See, these things they taught them will destroy men. The painting of your eyes, women. The war. Our race has lost 2/3 of our people through war because of the Jews putting us to war. Who taught us the war? These angels. Who taught us how to do all the metalwork? These angels. This brought men to more death. And the whole earth has been corrupted through the works which were taught by Azazel. To him ascribe all sin. And to Gabriel and said Yahweh, proceed against the bastards and reprobates. What is a bastard? It's a race mixer. See? A race mixer, a bastard. If you look up what bastard means, it's not just a fatherless child. We see the word bastard in the Bible as well. They shall not enter into the congregation because they're race mixed. They're impure. They're defiled. Proceed, so Gabriel said Yahweh, proceed against the bastards and the reprobates and against the children of fornication, same thing, and destroy the children of fornication and the children of the watchers from amongst men, and cause them to go forth. Send them one against another, that they may destroy each other in battle. For length of days shall they not have, and no request that they or their fathers make of thee shall be granted unto their fathers on their behalf. For they hope to live an eternal life, and that each one of them will live 500 years. And Yahweh said to Michael, go bind Samjaza and his associates, who have united themselves with the women, so as to have defiled themselves with them in all their uncleanness. And when their sons have slain one another, and they have seen the destruction of their beloved ones, bind them fast for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth, till the day of their judgment and of their consummation, till the judgment that is forever and ever is consummated. In those days shall they be led off to the abyss of fire, and to the torment and the prison in which they shall be confined forever. And whosoever shall be condemned and destroyed will from thenceforth be bound together with them to the end of all generations. And destroy all the spirits of the reprobate and the children of the watchers, you see, the offspring. See, Yahweh hadn't planted these plants. He hadn't made these seeds. These are corrupt seeds. This is corruption. He is destroying the corruption. And rightly so. And destroy all the spirits of the reprobate and the children of the watchers, because they have wronged mankind. Destroy all wrong from the face of the earth, and let every evil work come to an end. And let the plant of righteousness and truth appear, and it shall prove a blessing. The works of righteousness and truth shall be planted in truth and joy forevermore. And then shall all the righteous escape, and shall live till they beget thousands of children, and all the days of their youth and their old age shall they complete in peace. And then shall the whole earth be tilled in righteousness, and shall all be planted with trees, and be full of blessing. And all desirable trees shall be planted on it, and they shall plant vines on it. And the vine which they plant thereon shall yield wine in abundance. And as for all the seed which is sown thereon, each measure of it shall bear 1,000. And each measure of the olives shall yield 10 presses of oil. And cleanse thou from the earth all oppression, and from all unrighteousness, and from all sin, and from all godlessness, all the uncleanness that is wrought upon the earth, and destroy it from off the earth. And all the children of men shall become righteous, and all nations shall offer adoration, and shall praise me, and all shall worship me. And the earth shall be cleansed from all defilement, and from all sin, and from all punishment, and from all torment, and I will never again send them upon it from generation to generation forever. And in those days I will open the store chambers. See, he's telling you what he's going to do in the future. We won't have the Jew or the Edomite around here aggravating us anymore, causing us to sin. We won't have the unrighteous of our own race that won't listen to Yahweh anymore. They won't be here. Those who will not listen, they will not be part of these blessings and will not be part of this. And that's a shame. The Jew, however, it's not a shame. It's a blessing. For they not one of them will be left. Not a quarter Jew, not a half Jew, no Jew, No Edomite. No, none of the seed line of Cain. All Edom shall be wrapped up, bundled, and burned. Praise be to Yahweh for this is the trouble in our lands today, and in the days past they are the trouble. They are the ones that bring the trouble. They follow us Israelites around, and they cause nothing but misery and trouble for us. Misery, trouble, wars, foolish laws, and all kinds of craziness. And in those days I will open the store chambers of blessing, which are in heaven, so as to send them down upon the earth, over the work and labor of the children of men. And truth and peace shall be associated together throughout all the days of the world, and throughout all the generations of men. Then before these things Enoch was hidden, and no one of the children of men knew where he was hidden, and where he abode, and what had become of him. And his activities had to do with the watches, and his days were with the holy ones. And I, Enoch, was blessing Yahweh of majesty, and the king of the ages, and lo, the watches called me, Enoch the scribe, and said to me, Enoch, thou scribe of righteousness, go declare to the watches of the heaven, who hath left the high heaven, the holy eternal place, and hath defiled themselves with women, and hath done as the children of earth do, and hath taken unto themselves wives, ye hath wrought great destruction on the earth. And ye shall have no peace nor forgiveness of sin. And inasmuch as they delight themselves in their children, the murder of their beloved ones shall they see. And over the destruction of their children shall they lament, and shall make supplication unto eternity, but mercy and peace shall not ye shall not attain. And Enoch went and said, Azazel, thou shalt have no peace. A severe sentence has gone forth against thee to put thee in bonds, and thou shalt not have toleration nor request granted to thee because of the unrighteousness which thou hast taught. You see, this is what I've been trying to tell people for so long. It's one thing to be a sinner yourself. All right, say you got problems and you're a sinner yourself. That's one level of sin. But when you put a stumbling block in front of your brother or sister, or you teach a people or whatever to do evil, your goose is cooked. Plain and simple. So, and thou shalt not have the toleration nor request granted to thee because of the unrighteousness which thou hast taught, and because of all the works of godlessness and unrighteousness and sin which thou hast shown to men. Then I went and spoke to them all together, to the angels now, and they were all afraid, and fear and trembling seized them. These are the ones that were looking down upon. They made a covenant, remember? Earlier I was telling you about them. Now they're all together and they're freaking out, because now it's time to pay. See, it's all fun and games when you're sinning and you think you're getting away with everything. But when payday comes, it's not so much fun anymore. They taught men to do evil. They taught men things that would destroy these men. They brought a lot of destruction upon the earth. And now it's time to pay. And you see, you Jews out there that are doing this and have been doing this for thousands of years, the things that you're doing now, you think, I told you this before, you think there's no afterlife, but you are severely wrong. And you think you're getting away with all these things that you're doing to all of us. You're doing this to all the families of the earth. But you're not getting away with not one jot or tittle. You are going to pay severely. And may the fear of Yahweh grip your souls. Just like these angels here. See, these angels were smart enough to know that they were in trouble. So then, this is Enoch, then I went and spoke to them all together, and they were all afraid, and fear and trembling seized them, and they besought me to draw up a petition for them, that they might find forgiveness. Oh, they want forgiveness now. And to read their petition in the presence of Yahweh, of heaven. For from thenceforward they could not speak with him, nor lift up their eyes to heaven, for the shame of their sins, for which they had been condemned. Then I wrote out their petition, and the prayer in regard to their spirits, and their deeds individually, and in regard to their requests, that they should have forgiveness and length of days. So he's becoming like a lawyer here. He wrote up a petition to go petition Yahweh the judge. And I went off and sat down at the waters of Dan, in the land of Dan, to the south of the west of Mount Hermon. I read their petition till I fell asleep. And behold, a dream came to me, and visions fell down upon me. And I saw visions of chastisement, and a voice came bidding me, I tell it to the sons of heaven, and reprimand them. And when I awoke, I came unto them, and they were all sitting gathering together, weeping in Abba's jail. Oh, jail. Very interesting. How interesting. They were weeping in Abel's jail. That's a name. Which is between Lebanon and Senezer, with their faces covered. And I recounted before them all the visions which I had seen in sleep. And I began to speak the words of righteousness and to reprimand the heavenly watches, these angels. The book of the words of righteousness and of the reprimand of the eternal watchers in accordance with the command of the Holy Great One in that vision. I saw in my sleep what I will now say with a tongue of flesh and will breathe of my mouth, which the Great One has given to men to converse therewith and understand with the heart. And he has created and given to man the power of understanding, the word of wisdom, so hath he created me also and given me the power of reprimanding the watchers, the children of heaven. I wrote out your petition, and in my vision it appeared thus, that your petition will not be granted unto you throughout all the days of eternity, and that judgment has been finally passed upon you. Yea, your petition will not be granted unto you. And from henceforth you shall not ascend into heaven unto all eternity. And in bonds of the earth the decree hath gone forth to bind you for all days of the world. And that previously you shall have seen the destruction of your beloved sons, and ye shall have no pleasure in them. But they shall fall before you by the sword. And your petition on their behalf shall not be granted, nor yet on your own. Even though you weep and pray and speak all the words contained in the writing which I have written. And in the vision was shown to me thus, behold, in the vision, clouds invited me, and a mist summoned me, and the course of the stars and the lightning sped and hastened me. And the winds of the vision caused me to fly and lifted me upwards and bore me into heaven. And I went till I drew nigh a wall, near a wall, which is built of crystals and surrounded by tongues of fire. And it began to affright me. And I went into the tongues of fire and drew nigh to a large house, which was built of crystals. And the walls of the house were like tessellated floor made of crystals. And its groundwork was of crystal. Its ceiling was like the path of the stars and the lightnings, and between them were fiery cherubim, and their heaven was clear as water. A flaming fire surrounded the walls, and its portals blazed with fire. And I entered into that house, and it was hot as fire and cold as ice. There were no delights of life therein. Fear covered me, and trembling got hold upon me. I would say so. And as I quaked and trembled, I fell upon my face, and I beheld a vision, and lo, there was a second house greater than the former. And the entire porthole stood open before me, and it was built of flames of fire. And in every respect it so excelled in splendor and magnificence and extent that I cannot describe to you its splendor and its extent. And its floor was of fire, and above it were lightnings and the path of the stars, and its ceiling was also a flaming fire. And I looked and saw therein a lofty throne. Its appearance was as crystal, and the wheels thereof as the shining sun. And there was the vision of the cherubim. And from underneath the throne came streams of flaming fire, so that I could not look thereon. And the great glory sat thereon, and his raiment shone more brightly than the sun, and was whiter than any snow. None of the angels could enter and could behold his face by reason of magnificence and glory, and had no flesh, and no flesh could behold him. The flaming fire was round about him, and a great fire stood before him, and none around could draw nigh him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him, yet he needed no counselor, and the most holy ones who were nigh to him did not leave by night nor depart from him. And until I had been prostrate on my face, trembling, and Yahweh called me with his own mouth and said to me, come hither, Enoch, and hear my words. And one of the holy ones came to me and waked me, and he made me rise up and approach the door, and I bowed my face downwards. And he answered and said unto me, and I heard his voice, fear not, Enoch, thou righteous man. Remember the fear versus faith? If you're righteous and you have God's righteousness, you don't have to fear. If a police officer or government official comes at you and you're a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to fear. So that's the first thing he says to Enoch. Fear not, Enoch, thou righteous man and scribe of righteousness. Approach hither and hear my voice. And go, say to the watchers of heaven, who have sent thee to intercede for them, you should intercede for men. He's telling the angels, you should, this is what he's telling him to tell the angels, you should intercede for men, and not men for you. Wherefore, ye have left high, holy and eternal in an eternal heaven, and lain with women, and defiled yourselves with the daughters of men, and taken to yourselves wives, and done like the children of the earth, and begotten giants as your sons, and though ye were holy, spiritual, living the eternal life, you have defiled yourselves with the blood of women, and have begotten children with the blood of flesh. And as the children of men have lusted after flesh and blood, as those also who die and perish, therefore have I given them wives also, that they might impregnate them and beget children by them, that thus nothing might be wanting to them on earth. But you were formerly spiritual, living in the eternal life, and immortal for all generations of the world. Imagine they gave up their immortality over a woman. That's how powerful the beauty of a woman is. That's why we have to keep our feelings in check, soldiers of Yahweh. Okay, but you were formerly spiritual, living the eternal life and immortal for all generations of the world. And therefore, I have not appointed wives for you. For as for the spiritual ones of heaven, in heaven is their dwelling. And now the giants who are produced from the spirits and flesh, you see the mixing of the two, the spirit and the flesh, the Adamic man, shall be called evil spirits upon the earth. Dig that now. I'm going to read it again. And now the giants who are produced from the spirits, the angels, and the flesh of man, Adamic man, the daughters, shall be called evil spirits upon the earth, and on the earth shall be their dwelling. Evil spirits have proceeded from their bodies because they are born of men. And from the holy watchers is their beginning, the angels. And from the holy watchers, the angels, is their beginning, these evil spirits. And primal origin. They shall be evil spirits on earth, and evil shall they be called. As for the spirits of heaven, in heaven shall be their dwelling. But as for the spirits of earth, which were born on earth shall be their dwelling. And the spirits of the giants afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth, and cause trouble. Just like the Jews, right? And just like their father, the devil. What do? They oppress, afflict, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth, and cause trouble. These take no food, but nevertheless hunger and thirst, and cause offenses. Remember when Yahweh, the evil spirits were inside of that man, and they said, "What have we to do with you now? I mean, are you coming before your time, Yeshua?" And the spirits were in him, were called legion because there were so many of them. And they asked Yeshua, which is Yahweh in the flesh, to cast them out into a herd of pigs. See, these are the spirits we're talking about. And these spirits shall rise up against the children of men and against the women, because they have proceeded from them. See, so it's another curse put on mankind. Just another of the many curses. From the days of the slaughter. And you know that when Yeshua was here, he had to keep casting these spirits out. These evil spirits made people deaf, dumb, and blind. And many other things. Sick. So this is another curse that we have to live with. But that's why Yeshua came, so that we wouldn't have to live with them. And eventually they'll all be gone, the devil and his offspring, and these filthy evil spirits will be gone. And then we'll have the peace, the true peace, not the peace the UN promises you. There is no such thing. When the Jew promises you peace through the UN, you know right away there will be no peace, and there has not been any peace. I know there has to be practically 100 wars at least that have gone on since the UN has been there. There never will be peace on earth while the Jew is on this earth and while their father is in a body, and he is in a body on this earth. From the days of the slaughter and destruction and death of the giants, from the souls of whose flesh the spirits, having gone forth, shall destroy without incurring judgment, thus shall they destroy until the day of consummation, the great judgment, in which the age shall be consummated over the watchers and the godless, yea, shall be wholly consummated. And now, as the watchers who have sent to intercede for them, who have been aforetime in heaven, say to them, you have been in heaven, but all the mysteries had not been revealed to you. See, he didn't trust them with all the mysteries because he knew what was going to happen. Look what happened. He trusted them with mysteries, and they went and taught it to men. So he's saying to them now, Yahweh's saying, you have been in heaven, but all the mysteries had not been yet revealed to you. And you knew the worthless ones, and these, in the hardness of your hearts, you have made known to the women, and through these mysteries, women and men work much evil on earth. Say to them, therefore, you have no peace. That's what he's telling to the angels. Jews, that goes for you too. And they took and brought me to a place in which those who were like flaming fire, and when they wished, they appeared as men. And they brought me to the place of darkness and to a mountain, to the point of whose summit reached to heaven. And I saw the places of the luminaries and the treasuries of the stars and of the thunder and the uttermost depths. And there were fiery bow and arrows in their quiver, and a fiery sword, and all lightnings. And they took me to the living waters, and to the fire of the west, which receives every setting of the sun. And I came to a river of fire, which the fire flows like water, and discharges itself into the great sea towards the west. I saw the great rivers, and came to the great river, to the great darkness, and went to the place where no flesh walks. I saw the mountains of the darkness of winter, and the place whence all the waters of the deep flow. And I saw the mouths of all the rivers of the earth, and the mouth of the deep. I saw the treasuries of all the winds. I saw how he had furnished them with the whole creation and the firm foundations of the earth. And I saw the cornerstone of the earth. I saw the four winds which bear the earth and the firmament of heaven. And I saw the winds that stretch out the vaults of heaven and have their station between heaven and earth. These are the pillars of heaven. I saw the winds of heaven turn and bring the circumference of the sun and all the stars to their setting. I saw the winds on the earth carry the clouds. I saw the paths of the angels at the end of the earth and the firmament of the heaven above. And I proceeded and saw a place which burns day and night, where there are seven mountains of magnificent stones, three towards the east, three towards the south, and as for those towards the east, one was of a colored stone, and one of pearl, and one of jacinth, and those towards the south a red stone. But the middle one reached to heaven like the throne of God, of alabaster. And the summit of the throne was of sapphire, and I saw a flaming fire, and beyond these mountains is a region at the end of the great earth. There the heavens were completed, and I saw the deep abyss with columns of heavenly fire, and amongst them I saw columns of fire fall, which were beyond measure, like toward the height, towards the depth. And beyond the abyss, I saw the place which had no firmament of the heaven above, and no firmly founded earth beneath it. And there was no water upon it, and no birds. But it was a time, It was a waste and horrible place. I saw their seven stars like burning mountains, and to me, when I inquired regarding them, the angel said, "This place is the end of heaven and earth. This has become a prison for the stars and the lost of heaven. And the stars which roll over the fire are they which have transgressed the commandment of Yahweh in the beginning of their rising, because they did not come forth at their appointed times. And he was wroth with them and bound them all, till the time when their guilt should be consummated, even for 10,000 years. And Uriel said to me, "Here shall stand angels who have connected themselves with women, and their spirits, assuming many different forms, are defiling mankind and shall lead them astray into sacrificing to demons as gods. Here they shall stand till the day of the great judgment, in which they shall be judged till they are made an end of. And the women also of the angels who went astray shall become sirens." A siren, you know what a siren is, right? And I'm not talking about on top of a fire engine. These are women who lure men into doing evil. "And I, Enoch, alone saw the vision, the ends of all things, and no man shall see as I have seen." Folks, understand, your life is not a long life. One doesn't know how long one's life is. You may assume that you have 75 years, 85 years. You may assume that Yahweh owes you 75 or 85 years, but this just isn't true. He owes you nothing. So we see that Yahweh makes things that are pure, and we see that Halel and his offspring, the Jews, corrupt the pure things that Yahweh creates. We even see that these angels that came down and mixed with women, now the evil spirits shall be on the earth, and they shall destroy and corrupt and help the devil and his children. It's time for you to wake up. It's time for all of us to repent. It's time for us to get serious for how much time is there. Can you estimate your time? Can you estimate how much time we have left? I can't tell you how much time there is, but I can certainly tell you that you'd have to be a fool not to understand that we are in deep, deep trouble right now. "Return ye to Yahweh, for he is the Most High. His laws are righteous. His ways are the right ways." You can't go wrong with him. His counsel is the best counsel of all. He can't be counseled by anyone. You saw that. You've been listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James. Until next time, study to show thyself approved.